of the program, ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta in-house.
Good morning,
yes,
gentlemen.
Good morning.
So, summer times are tough to like find things to do with the kids, right? I've got this long list. Like, we go to the nature center, we go to the beach, we go to the zoo, we go to the beach.
Good for you. That's aggressive.
Beach. The beach. Yeah. And so the other day, I took my two little girls, 6 and 4, and I said, why don't we go to the nail salon? We'll go get our nails done, right? So I called up the nail salon and I made an appointment for 4:30 for 3 people, 1 adult and 2 children. We get to the nail salon at 4:27. So not aggressively early, but also not late.
This is true.
And the gentleman says to us when we get there, it's just going to be a few moments. We had some walk-ins right before you. I look over and I'm like, okay, few minutes, whatever. 30 minutes later, SpongeBob,
wow.
We're still sitting there waiting to get our nails done. Now I got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they're good at working on their patients, but they're not that good.
Yeah, good luck with
at
that.
Working on their patients. And so I said to the gentleman, why make an appointment if it's going to take 30 minutes and a walk-in can just jump the line?
Yes.
Was I wrong to say this? And I was getting visibly frustrated, right? Like holding my hands and doing the thing where massage the little fleshy part between my thumb and finger, right? Like, I'm doing this. And would you like some water? No. I would just like for
get
us
my
to
nails
get our nails
done somewhere near the time I plan
right,
to have
so
that
like,
done.
So that's an error on their part, right? Like, if you make an appointment, even if there's a walk-in at the, and I know they don't want to turn money away, but shouldn't the technicians be reserved for the people who have appointments?
Absolutely, if you're on time, and it appears that you were.
Yeah,
so
on time.
We go till 4:30. Maybe what was your appointment? 4:30?
Yeah.
So I give you till like 4:35. If you're not there, then we're bringing these walk-ins.
Correct.
And then say, I'm sorry, ma'am. You know, we had you at 4:30. These folks walked in. I wasn't sure. Okay.
So but, at what time would I have been, like, what time do you lose your appointment? Is it 5 minutes then? You said 4:35?
5 minutes is not a long time, though. I mean, it could take you 5 minutes to walk in from the parking lot, maybe.
It could. But again, I guess I'm giving deference to the business
to some degree,
but at least if you're on time, no excuse for that.
So
that's what the appointment is.
Not staffed to handle the appointments that were booked. And any potential walk-in. So
if you're a walk-in, you expect to hear, sure, we can fit you in, but I've got a 4:30 here. We can do it after
that's
that,
what
right?
I thought. And look, I'm not going to death stare the ladies that walked into the nail salon.
Not
like,
their fault.
Oh, you
right.
can be passive-aggressive if you want. That's fine. You've heard
I mean,
that.
They're just in the crosshairs of this bad planning.
You know what you should do is take to social media and blow up everyone.
But who
post
walks,
pictures.
Who walks in anymore? I can't remember the last time I walked in for a haircut or for any kind of service. I even an oil change,
it's
I call that
excellent
one in.
Excellent question. Who walks in anymore? Most people would call and say, do you have availability, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're taking such a gamble with your time
right?
that they can accommodate you. Anyway, it reminded me of that Seinfeld
episode
where he was like, you can take the reservation. You, what is it? You can't
you just
keep,
can't, you keep can't or hold the reservation.
So.
And that's really the most important part of the reservation.
Did you end up getting your nails
is
done?
The holding.
We did. And fortunately, we didn't have anywhere else
Let's
to
see.
Be.
Do
it
they,
wasn't
do
one
they
of
look
those
gorgeous?
Days.
Let me see.
It's my toes, so I'm
oh,
not
toes. All right, so the dogs
take
aren't
my
out.
Shoes
right.
off
no, I wouldn't
in
ask
the
for that.
Studio. Good Lord. Anyway, so I just wanted to share with you guys a dilemma that we had earlier this week and remind people that the appointment takes precedent over the walk-in.
Next week, should they take a call while you're standing there? Right? You're talking to the person, the phone rings, they're like, excuse me a moment. I'm like, I'm here.
In the
Don't
flesh.
I get to go first? 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
I'm sorry, we have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do.